Rave Radio.
And I'm talking to Fraser Cousins from Smart Technologies. Smart, as you will all know, in the interactive business, is here at ISE. First of all, what do you think of the show, Fraser?
Oh, the response has been overwhelming. So we're talking to you live day two, and day one was overwhelming, the amount of traffic that we had. And for us, we have over 80% of our lineup has changed over the past year in terms of new capabilities around interactivity. And that's from, you may not know us as the teacher's best friend, as a smart board, but we've really grown over the past while in enterprise to provide not only great interactive displays, but interactive conferencing systems that we co-developed with Microsoft.
Well, that's fascinating to me because my own business is about 85% in the financial world in New York and Greenwich. So I deal with hedge funds, but I have a smaller component in secondary education where I see your product constantly. So my familiarity would be through education. How is your line changed from what I would have seen there?
We still are like the leaders in connected classroom technology today, that 98% of higher ed institutions have smart technology that power their lesson delivery. But what's different in terms of our new focus is around no longer just being a computer peripheral to make your lesson come to life, but instead our new line of business is that we're actually a network device. We're a device that lets you to basically have all the things you need to be able to deliver a conference. So that lineup is called Smart Room Systems for Microsoft Link. Microsoft Link is the number one chosen communication platform in the world. Over 80% of the Global 2000 run Link every day for how they do phone calls, video conferences, for what you see in meeting rooms every day. And so Smart has actually built a purpose-built family of conference room systems that include all the things you need to do at conference. High-definition video conferencing camera, interactive displays, either single or dual screen, a console, so there's no remote controls to do, but nice touch screen on the area there. You have table microphones that are expandable to 5 speakers, even the wall mounts included, so you really get all the things you need to have a full conferencing system.
So how is it being received here in Europe?
You know, this is a first showing of it publicly in Europe, so we're really excited at the reception around it. And I would say that if it was one word, it would be disruptive. It's very disruptive to the video conferencing industry for this new system that is not only great feature parity with 1080p 30 video, but also delivers an interactive experience on your data. So you can have a two-way, highly collaborative session and do remote whiteboarding scenarios that were never really contemplated before in telepresence.
In terms of Smart's distribution here, how do you work it?
Today, from a distribution perspective, throughout EMEA is that we offer through distribution our products through that area. So we're recruiting new resellers every day that are focused on this new area of going after enterprise.
Right.
We're known as the teacher's best friend, but we're also now, the secret's out, we're also the engineer's best friend.
And for those of you who are listening to this as a radio podcast, you'll also find that Rave will be posting on the ISE microsite videos from the smart display here, as they call it here, a stand. How's the crowd been for you?
Crowd has been almost overwhelming. It's been 3 or 4 rows deep constantly for the show. So I'm not sure if that's ISE success or Smart's just overall draw that we've done so far. We're in the unified communication section if you're listening to this live. And yeah, we're really excited about the new discussions we're having with dealers of viewing us in a whole new light.
Excellent, excellent. I think it's going to be a good show. I was talking yesterday with everybody about the fascinating mix of people that are here. Since it's a co-sponsored Infocom CEDIA event, we're also seeing people from the home industry and from small business. How do you think those people are perceiving it? Are they understanding the technology and are they finding applications for it?
I don't know if I could speak well to residential because I'm not sure if they're seeking out the unified communications area as much. But I would say for Soho, there's a very large opportunity for small business or Soho for Link. Actually, it's a little known fact, because of Link being offered in the cloud on Office 365 and also it's free for .edu customers, company size is no longer a restriction to actually get a unified communications product. And for that reason, there's actually our largest market opportunity is in the small business
is in small business. I was actually going to mention that because being in the New York market and dealing with a lot of New York's top financial agencies, I'm finding that small business is picking up Link much farther, where the larger corporations are hesitant about going to Link because of previous experiences with NetMeeting and Microsoft Live. So small business seems to be Link's fastest penetration, or as far as I'm seeing it.
Absolutely. Not only because of its package in a way that it's less than $5 a month per user, you can have unlimited conferences.
Yeah, the price is fairly unbeatable.
That's right. And you know, couple that now with having an interactive board where you can do two-way remote whiteboarding and provide basically the same level of technology you would see in the largest Global 2000. What we are announcing here at the show today that's new is that we're actually offering a size for small business that's very suitable. So we're announcing a new size category in the room system category called the single 55-inch and the dual 55-inch, which is being unveiled today at show floor. So if you come to Smart Stand at 12 E76, you can actually witness this live new announcement.
Right. So for those of you who are confused about getting around the Rye, and this is my third ISE, and I'm still confused about getting around the Rye, you look first for Hall 12, then look for Aisle E, then look for Booth 76. But it won't be too hard to find Smart. There seems to be a crowd around it. Anyway, Fraser, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.